Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Why would you look at that? It's 10 o'clock.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 20, Imlachleni 18. The Union Kasatu welcomed the progress made by the government in addressing all 22 findings raised by the Financial Action Task Force. This comes as South Africa pushes to exit the grey list by October of this year. The Federation's Matthew Parks emphasized the need for strong, well-resourced institutions to combat financial crimes.
It is critical that government moves speed to address the remaining processes, including the pending on-site inspection to ensure that South Africa's removal from the grey listing can be secured by October. It is important to ensure that we resolve in action. This requires ensuring relevant state institutions have the resources, including skilled personnel, to tackle corruption, tax evasion, money laundering, and terrorism financing.
The DA Western Cape Health and Wellness spokesperson, Memrick Boysen, is urging South Africans to engage openly with men during Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Boysen emphasized that mental health remains under-discussed despite alarming stats. He says it is time to break the stigma and prioritize support and professional help.
June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. The Democratic Alliance in the Western Cape encourages you to talk to the men in your life. A simple conversation can save a life. Let's break the silence, fight the stigma, and support mental health together.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says environmental health inspectors will assess flood-hit Matata for waterborne and winter illnesses. Motsoaledi warns that the region's already fragile health facilities, including mortuaries, are under strain following the disaster. He stressed the importance of autopsies and proper preparation of bodies for grieving families.
We will call environmental health inspectors to assess the situation and advise us accordingly. In a disaster situation like this, anything can happen. We've got a lot of winter illnesses. That's what we are scared of the most.
And Israel and Iran launched new missile attacks on each other overnight into this morning. This comes as Israel expanded its surprise campaign against its main rival with a strike on the world's biggest gas field. Tehran called off nuclear talks with the US that Washington said were the only way to halt Israel's bombing. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofdminister Kusatu loof die regering se vordering met die nakoming van vereistes vir die gryslys.
Wow, thank you, sir. Thank you also to Lucky Duplessis, who is now taking a well-deserved break. He's going to go get his braai tongs ready and do what he's got to do. Hello. Hello. So, it's Alex and Emil with you till, well, Emil till 12 and Emil till 2. Welcome to Jacka Braai. We are two of the lucky guys. Tell them why we're lucky.
I've no idea.
Because we've both got dads that are still around, dude.
Yes.
We've both got our dads still here, despite everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo, boy. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Yay.
Especially to my dad.
My son did me a solid yesterday. He took me out yesterday for Father's Day to avoid the rush. Hey, smart thinking, son. Welcome to the show. Emil back with more news at 11 and 12. And well, there's no news, obviously. Nothing happens. Israel's going to be quiet. Iran's going to sit on its hands. Yeah, right. Did they really send the remains of our soldiers to the wrong airport? What? What was that I'm still basking in the glow of yesterday's Test Match Championship win. I'm one of the guys, one of the many who've been waiting literally 3 decades for a trophy, an ICC World Cup trophy of any type.
And it was so surprising when it happened.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey?
And now, more on that on Jacka News.
Yeah, of course. The full report back, the inside story, the chat with the various players and everything is ongelooflike oorwinning gister teen die Australiese manne. First ICC World Cup trophy of any type for 29 years.